If you like singing and you want to get to learn some songs on the guitar, then you need to get really good at your chords. Practice them night and day. Well, maybe not 24/7 exactly, but the more you practice them, obviously, the more confident and slick they get. And if you're going to sing at the same time as playing a chord sequence, well, you've got to be pretty confident with your chord sequence to do that. On page 33, the last page of the Easy Guitar book, we have the Easy Guitar workout, and I'm going to now strum through some of these chord sequences. So the first one, G, C, G, D, 7, C. This is the full version of G. You don't have to do the full six-string version. You can do the simplified one-fingered version like this, as opposed to this. Obviously the big one is better, bigger sound, but the small one will do perfectly well. So starting with G, C, G, D, 7, G and so on, and then gradually working down that list. You should repeat each sequence many times, trying to get quicker all the time. I did a little variation there, you probably noticed. And now on to the second of these common chord sequences in common keys. It incorporates E minor. Now, if you're careful with the fingers here, you'll notice something which is really helpful. If you do this full G chord with fingers 2, 1 and the third finger on the first string, it's a bit of a stretch. And then when you change to the E minor chord, you can take the third and second fingers off, keep the first finger on, move it back a little bit to make room for the second finger, and then you've got your E minor chord. Right, now when you change from the E minor to C, which is the next one, we do a similar thing with the second finger, keep that on, build the three-fingered C chord around it. The first finger on, we're going to make the D7 chord now, that triangle pointing away from you, and then we return to the G chord by sliding the third finger back to this top G and put the other notes in the bass. And there you have that whole very enjoyable to listen to sequence. It's known as the ice cream sequence. You might want to wonder why it's called the ice cream sequence. I'll make up a little song. The ice cream sequence, why do we call it so? 'Cause kids used to be many years ago sitting around in ice cream parlors every day in ice cream parlors. La 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 la. It wasn't in this country, by the way, it was in America. Best song I ever wrote. And now we've got C and F and C and G7. Now notice how very similar these shapes are. In each case it's fingers 1, 2 and 3 in a slopey row. C chord, easy F chord with just fingers 1, 2 and 3. Really you should only play those three notes, but you get away with having the open E in there as well. And then back to C. And then G7, you can do the lazy G7 with just the first finger on F, but the full G7, which is much better, incorporates all six strings, fingers 3, 2, 1, so on. If you don't know the fingering, you'll have to look elsewhere in the Easy Guitar book, back on page, wherever it is now. Yes, page, doesn't have a page number, but it's the next one after page 3, so it's page 4, of course. Common guitar chords, there are all the shapes you need. If you forget how to do them, that's the best place to look. If you want to see how they're... If you want to see them arranged in a more meaningful way, then look at page... Again, it doesn't have a page number, it's the one after page 29. Major, minor and seventh chords arranged by key. So in each horizontal row there, you've got the principal chords, the main chords that we see. occurring in, well, pretty much any type of music that's in those keys. So if I just take a typical example now, if I look at the fourth line, we see the left hand chord there is an A chord, so we're in the key of A, and the chord of A is known as the tonic chord, the tonic or one chord. And then the next one along you see is D, that's known as the four chord or the subdominant. You see those titles at the top of each column and you'll begin to understand the idea. And then the E chord, exactly the same shape, by the way, as A minor. And then E7, known as the dominant seventh. And then the final chord in that row, we have F sharp minor. This is a difficult one. You have to do a three-string barre. And the third finger on F sharp on the fourth string. That's a difficult chord for beginners. If you're still a beginner, don't even bother to go there. But if you're a bit more advanced, yes, have a go. So I'll play that ice cream chord sequence now in the key of A. It's the same sort of tune as we heard before when I was doing the ice cream chord sequence song. And that's the point of these words, tonic, subdominant, dominant, and dominant seventh, and relative minor. They generalize the relationship between chords in a given key. So it's not easy to put this in words, but basically, if you think of families, think of people. So we all have our individual names, right? We all have a name that defines us, and we stay the same person. But we have different roles in different places. We are different things to other people. So like when you're at home, you're part of your family. When you're at school or at work or whatever, then you're, you know, just another student or another work colleague. And when you're playing football or whatever your favorite sport is, or something else where you go and join with others, you're just a participant, you know, you're one of the members of the team or whatever it is. But you always retain your same identity. Returning to the common chord sequences in common keys, what do we mean by a key? Now there's a thing. We mean, basically, that the music in that key will use the notes of the scale of that key, generally. And of course the chords come from the notes of the scale, so it's all interconnected. Key, chords, scales, they all relate to each other. And of course also key signature, that's the bunch of sharps or flats that you get at the beginning of a piece of music, which reminds you to, instead of F, play F sharp, or if it's in the key of D, it would have two sharps, F and C, so you have to play F sharp and C sharp. But a lot of those things become clear when you actually start working on a song or a piece of music, and it's not that easy to put them into words. Right, I'm going to go to now the fifth one down in the common chord sequences, in common keys. It's D. I'm going to do a one finger G here, just sliding the second finger and back again to D. Now A7, here's how to get A7. Slide the third finger to C sharp along the string and then put your second finger on the fourth string at the second fret. This is the note E, and we have A7, the chord. Sounds like that. Then return to the D chord by sliding that third finger back. Do the easy one finger G by sliding the second finger and then back to D, or you can try the big G. It's a different version of the G chord, just turning back to major, minor and seventh chords on page 30. We can see it, the second chord in the third row. There's only one way to finger that, it uses all four fingers. So we were working in the key of D on that chord sequence. D, G, we'll leave out A for now, we'll go to A7 and then back to D. So don't bother with the A or the B minor in that row, just concentrate on the D, the new big G, back to D again, D major of course. Then A7 by sliding the third finger and then slide it back again, and you'll soon get to realize in that key that the third finger stays on the second string throughout. So D chord, there it is on the note D on the third fret of the second string, changing to the G, it stays still the third finger. No notice I'm doing that big G with all four fingers, going back to D now, and now to A7, sliding the third finger to C sharp. Second finger goes on to E on the fourth string, and back to D. Good song to practice with that chord sequence is in the Easy Guitar book. Yeah. So bad.